Hi, I'm Karen Webster, and welcome to Topic TBD, our weekly show about a topic that is both newsworthy and making the news. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Wayne McGuirk, EVP and CIO at MoneyGram. That's a lot of acronyms, Wayne. Thanks for joining me today.
It's great to be here.
So, the topic today could be just MoneyGram overall. You guys have certainly been in the news quite a bit for all the right reasons, new products that you've launched like your SendBot and, of course, the Ant Financial merger. You've made more than a few headlines, and it's really all interesting and great developments. But I think I want to drill into one of the subtexts of both of the things that I referenced, and that's data security. Certainly that's been a topic of conversation, and I was interested to note that in the press release announcing the merger and the terms having been agreed to by both Ant Financial and MoneyGram, the president of Ant Financial, Doug Feagan, made a point of saying that he's committed to investing further in the business, and he called out, especially as it pertains to resources related to enhanced AML and compliance procedures. So let's start with a basic question. What is your data security and compliance strategy today? So how do you actually approach it today? And then where would you like to invest going forward?
Yeah, so we really, so our information security strategy is a defense in depth that has a complementary suite of security tools. So, I mean, visualize it this way as concentric ring with MoneyGram at the center. And so the way we look at information security is that we have to consider what's happening outside of our perimeter, what's happening at our perimeter, our internal networks, what's happening at the host level, the application level, and the data level. So it's a matter of having these rings of security that protect not only our consumer data, but the MoneyGram brand from malicious actors that are attempting to gain access. And so we continue to invest and investigate and best-in-class technology solutions. You know, the biggest battle that you fight from an information security perspective is being reactive versus proactive. And so we're constantly looking and constantly moving towards what can we do to be proactive and detect malicious actors before they're able to execute whatever they're going to execute. And so as part of that defense in depth strategy, we're alerting. We have best in class alerting at the level one level. And then we have our security operations center that's operating 24/7. That's ingesting all these alerts, and they're triaging the alerts to see what we need to do proactively to mitigate them. And at the same time, you throw in all of our certifications that we have with PCI and everything else we do.
So Wayne, this strikes me as a very complicated and challenging environment, because not only are you dealing on a global basis in, you know, hundreds of countries, but you're dealing with senders and receivers who are using different methods of sending and receiving those funds, and so you're having to safeguard lots of different endpoints in lots of different countries that have many jurisdictions and certainly threat vectors that you have to monitor. How do you actually do all of that?
And really, I think, Karen, what you're talking about is that digital transformation, what I kind of call the click and mortar approach, right? Because we do have a lot of innovation going on the consumer side from a digital perspective, but then we have this, our brick and mortar, our agents, where we have over 350,000 agents around the world that are, that we interact with and that, that have some type of platform that, that, that we have to help them to secure so that, that, that malicious actors can't act upon them. So we're constantly looking at what's happening in the world and how, and the impact it has on MoneyGram. So one of the meetings that I dread most every 2 weeks is my, what I call our threat intelligence briefing. And this is where my team comes to me and we take a look at new and emerging threats and how they could potentially impact MoneyGram. We also look at key security metrics as well as what security projects we have going along. So it's really a combination of intelligence and efforts to secure our consumer data. And then I also get an update here as part of this. We have a lot of interactions and we gain a lot of intelligence from the cyber intelligence community, like the National Cyber Forensics and Training Alliance. In addition, we have close relationships and interchange of information with law enforcement, including the FBI, DHS, and the Secret Service. And, you know, when we have our executive committee meetings and when we have our board meetings, information security always rises as a topic of discussion about what threats are out there, how are we mitigating those threats, how are we staying on top of what's happening. And so it's you know, if you look at it, information security is always evolving. It is not static. It's not a one and done. You have to constantly change to mitigate those threat vectors that you mentioned because they're constantly changing. You stop one, another one emerges. And so that applies both in the digital world and in the agent world.
So Wayne, you know, when I talk to folks in the business about these threat vectors and I observe what these cyber criminals are doing, they're very clever. So they're finding lots of back doors where they try to identify a vulnerability that may not be, you know, obvious and maybe even several levels removed from something that is obvious, but they find that weak link and then they penetrate the network. Where do you pay special attention to some of those areas of vulnerability in the MoneyGram organization?
You know, interesting enough, about 80% of all breaches occur because of email threats such as phishing or social engineering. And so one of the things that we do to mitigate that is that we regularly test all of our employees and contractors with phishing campaigns. And
That's interesting.
It is. And, you know, I don't even know when they occur. So my chief of information security will just notify two people. Alex Holmes, our CEO, and Pam Patchley, our chairman. And what we have found is that we because of the campaigns that we have, we're running at below a 3% click rate, which is,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty significantly lower than most companies. And so we wrap up this the phishing campaign with training. That when people do click, we have them undertake additional training. We constantly remind folks through our various forms of communications that we have company wide, and so I hate to see it when someone does click, but it's constantly changing. And in addition, we do a lot of penetration and vulnerability scanning ourselves to watch out for those types of things. Now, you package all that with, we have third parties, and I'll include internal audit as a third party. They perform various audits against our security processes each year. Then we have our PCI certification that we go through every year. And as you know, PCI, the requirements for PCI are constantly changing. And so the certification, the requirements for PCI certification, we have to stay on top of that. And then you throw in, SOX, SSAE 16, and we have other third-party audits like state exams, for example, where a group of states will come in and audit us from a compliance and an information security perspective. And so they're looking at our processes and our technology. So once again, it gets back to information security is not static. It is constantly evolving.
There's a lot of innovation in this space with respect to protecting data, and I'm curious to get your view on the innovations that you think are practical for the MoneyGram business. There's a lot about biometrics, tokenization, point-to-point encryption, lots of different things that people talk a lot about. What's on your list of things to pursue?
So, well, we're pursuing it now and we have it in place, and once again, we're always looking to improve. But we do encrypt all our transactions, both from a digital perspective and an agent perspective, and that information is encrypted in transit. And we also store it within our transaction network, which is segmented from the rest of our network. And that particular I think of it as a vault, is really meets all of the PCI requirements and the audit requirements that we have from third parties and internal teams, and to protect our data from malicious actors. And I think what's important when you think about the technologies of information security, you also have to consider the governance of that of information security. And what I mean there is who has access to the information. And so we have a lot of controls, both from a technology perspective and a process perspective, on who can access the data. For example, you only are allowed to access the data, consumer data, whether it's from the digital channel or the agent channel, if your job responsibility requires you to have access to particular data points, not all data, but just points in order for you to execute your job. So it's really that governance from an access control perspective, along with the audit, along with the security awareness training, along with the testing. So it's a very holistic approach.
So it sounds like it's hard to get access to a complete data file on a consumer.
Absolutely. And because that transaction data is really critical to MoneyGram, and we take the protection of that data, that consumer data, very, very, it's sacrosanct for us because our consumers have to trust us and that we're going to secure their data correctly and that we're going to be able to perform a money transfer from point A to point B. And if we lose that trust, then it has negative impact to MoneyGram.
For sure. The merger with Ant, how will that change what you do? Is it just bigger and more of the same. Obviously, you have a protocol in place where you're constantly assessing the landscape and the threat vectors. Does that change anything about your long-term roadmap in any way?
No, I don't think it does. It may impact potentially the number of transactions that we do, but mm-hmm. what it means is that we're going to continue to grow our information security practice to as volume increases, and so it really doesn't change our strategy of a defense in depth. That will always be there. Mm-hmm. I think that will move at a faster pace, right? To compensate for that potential growth that we may see. So I see even more money being invested into our information security practice.
Mm-hmm. Let's shift gears slightly and talk about the importance of data security when you're innovating new products. And I want to go back to the announcement that you made at the Facebook F8 conference with your SendBot. So, bots are a whole new thing inside of messaging, although, the bot technology is certainly not new. But you have a new application of that technology inside a new ecosystem. It's all very, very new, and I'd love to get your view on how you think about innovation and the intersection of innovation and keeping data secure when you're introducing something into totally new environments.
So we really don't approach it any differently than we would do any other product that we have. We still follow the same process, and we still do the penetration testing. We still do vulnerability scanning. We still encrypt in transit. And so the information security team is actively involved from the very beginning, from ideation all the way through implementation or going into production. And so they're constantly doing their due diligence that they would do for any product that we have. And remember what I talked about at the very beginning, where when we look at new products coming in, we have to consider what's happening outside of our perimeter, what's happening in our perimeter with this new innovation, this new product. How does it traverse our internal network? Do we have the right controls and security in place there? And so once again, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record here, we constantly are checking and making sure through code scans, through every iteration and release that we apply the same due diligence that we would for any product that we announce.
I want to go back to something you said at the beginning, where you've got the reactive aspect of your world and the proactive aspect of your world, and clearly you want to be the latter and not the former to the extent that you can, but help us understand how you maintain vigilance and be proactive when these cyber criminals are also trying to stay one step ahead, because of course this is how they make their living. And I'm thinking, in particular, given the scope of where you operate and the various touch points that you interact with, that seems like a pretty daunting thing to have to stay on top of.
It is, and I think if you look at it at its very core, it's people, process, and technology, and included in that process, it's intelligence. It's seeing what's happening around the globe, identifying those threat vectors through the difference in different cyber intelligence feeds that we get. But then it's what technology can stop it, what process can stop it. So I think it's a combination of all those three things. Being reactive and proactive. Proactive is the state you want to be in. But it's a constant battle back and forth between reactive and proactive. And so you have to look at it, I believe, wholeheartedly, at my core, that this is why we have information security professionals, and we have a team of dedicated professionals in the information security practice that are constantly looking at these threat vectors and how they're changing. But what it really gets down to is, what is the potential impact to MoneyGram, and what are we going to do given our security ecosystem to meet that emerging threat?
Mm-hmm. Do you assume that they're going to keep trying to find their way in? So that's an assumption that you have to build into your strategy, that you can lock the doors, but they'll build a tunnel that goes up through the basement floor. So they'll find their way in, and it's up to you to then secure what's inside the house, because at some point they'll be clever enough to figure out how to get in.
Absolutely. I mean, they're always trying new threat vectors, and we have to continually to stop those vectors from occurring. You have to be aware enough to understand and recognize where you have a gap or a potential gap, and you have to be proactive in filling those gaps. So it's always about trying to stay ahead, and that's where I draw the distinction between reactive and proactive. In some cases you're going to be reactive. What you aspire to is proactive, and to be able to stop it before something happens. And that's where I get back to having a really dedicated professional team of information security personnel that get it, that are committed, that understand what's happening, and are looking at all of this whole ecosystem, the whole holistic view of what's happening in MoneyGram globally, which can be a very daunting task, just because, to your point, we have so many points of entry for sending, we have so many receives, we're in 200 countries, we have 350,000 agents, and we're creating innovative new money transfer products like the SendBot.
So if you had to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 the threat vectors this year so far versus, let's say, 3 years ago, have they intensified by a factor of 2, 5, 10? Just give us a perspective on how different your world is today than it was 3 to 5 years ago.
I think it goes along with how technology has grown and what technology is available. So I think that if you look at technology 3, 5 years ago and you look at technology today, it's constantly changing. And so I think the threats are rising at the same level of the technology, right? Because the malicious actors have access to the same technology that all of us do within this business. And so they're constantly, so as our technology increases, the capabilities of our technology increase, the capabilities of those malicious actors increase. So I would say, you know, in the last 5 years, I would say it's a factor of 10.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it just seems as a, you know, as someone who's looking at this from an industry perspective, and then of course, you know, we're all consumers and read, you know, read the papers and understand what's going on. It just seems as though there's so much more at risk because the cyber environment, you know, the bad guys are so organized and they have their own ecosystem to procure the tools of their trade. So it's a hard problem to solve.
It is complex, but I think if you're, and this is where I was getting back to, if you have the fortitude to be able to recognize where you have gaps and admit that you have gaps, you can mitigate those gaps. You know, it's, you can't get overconfident when it comes to information security. Mm-hmm. You can never take it for granted.
I think that's good advice. because I think it's pays to have a humble approach in this part of the world, because you have to assume that there's always something lurking out there, and you can always be better. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a nice budget to work with, Wayne. You're going to have, you know, you'll be able to go crazy doing all these things with.
Well, yeah, I have to say that I have a nice budget now to work with. I could only see it expanding to only more in the future.
Well, Wayne, it sounds like you're going to be flush. You're going to be so flush with cash. You're going to be able to do anything you want, which I think sounds like a great idea. Well, it was great to get your perspective on such a timely topic, and congratulations again on the great news earlier this week. And we look forward to staying in touch as those developments continue to develop and the transaction closes. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Karen. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Likewise, have a great rest of your day, and everyone listening, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.